You may have seen her on The Voice earlier this year, but now you'll have a chance to hear for yourself when Tando comes to the Street Theater at the end of October. This is Betsy Dixon for Artsound FM, and I spoke to Melbourne-based but Canberra-raised Tando on the eve of her new tour. Look, we're really excited, I think, here to see you in Canberra. Tell me about the reintroduction tour.
The reintroduction tour is me coming into a new stage of my artistry. And I've been working for the last 10 years at sort of perfecting my craft. And I feel like I've finally fully realized who I am as an artist, and I'm not holding anything back. I'm just not putting myself in any kind of box as far as the style of singing, the style of music that I do. So I've come up with a brand new show where I've reimagined some of my back catalog, and I'm also showing music from my new album, which will be coming out next year. And I'm coming out with the reintroduction tour with a different lineup of musicians to what I would normally tour with. So I'm traveling with a pianist, a string quartet, and three backing singers, because I really want people to hear the stories, and I really want people to hear the voices that I've assembled to help support me and just hear the music in its purest form. So I'm really excited about that.
That does sound quite exciting. And I can imagine if you've been performing for, well, at least 10 years now, you grow and develop and want to change things up.
Absolutely, yeah. I think the biggest part of it for me is the first time I was introduced to Australia on a platform like The Voice, because I went on it in 2014. I didn't really know who I was as an artist, so I was just kind of doing whatever. Mm-hmm. And, you know, vocally, I didn't know what my voice was capable of. So it's taken, you know, the last 8 years since the first time I was on the show to really grow into the experiences that I've lived that have changed the perspective of some of the songs that I'd written before. And you know, as authentic as those stories were to me at that time, they've definitely developed a new meaning because so much in my life has changed from when I'd first written them. And I just wanted to be able to show the country my growth. You know, a good way of doing that was when I was on The Voice this most recent time, 2022. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I've really got a lot to show. And I got to show, you know, just the surface level of it when I was performing on The Voice. But now I really want people to get to know who I am as a person, as opposed to a performer on the television. So,
indeed.
Yeah, it's really important to me.
And I imagine in The Voice there would be some, I don't know, challenges or restrictions. Look, I just as part of finding out a little about you, I had a watch the video of your grand final performance, and it was just amazing. To hear your voice. So I imagine that we will have a really real treat for us at the concert, because you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think that having the freedom to explore, you know, different songs that, you know, people would have heard before but interpreted in my own way, and also show them what my artistry can do as far as writing songs, is something that I really look forward to, because, you know, you generally don't get the opportunity to show your original music on a platform like The Voice. So I'm hoping people who have grown to enjoy what I do based on songs that are familiar to them through watching me through the show, I trust they can have that same enjoyment with my original material. And, you know, hear some of my stories and hear themselves reflected in those stories as well, so they can enjoy them from their perspectives.
I think people like to have that connection with the artist, with the musician, and you're telling a story, you're being honest and brave to share with us, so we're going to hopefully give you the love right back.
Yeah, I trust you will. You know, I was in Canberra recently for Floriard Night Fest, and you know, it was a cold Thursday night, and people still braved the weather and sat through the set, and we played for an hour, and it was one of my favorite shows that I've done so far. It just had me really excited to come back. to Canberra, and Canberra being my hometown, you know, I've always felt the love and I've always felt really supported every time I come back, and I know this time will be no exception.
Oh, great. And you'll be inside, so it will be much warmer. Now, you sort of grew up here or went to your early school here, is that correct?
I did, yeah. My family and I migrated to Canberra in 2001 from Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I did all my schooling in Canberra. So I went to Macquarie Primary School and then Canberra High School and then Lake G for year 11 and 12. And it was really incredible because I really had so much support as far as music. I used to sing at the school assemblies, performance opportunities. I think the first public performance I did was at Belconnen Mall for this talent quest. You know, and I won my heat of that and won a trip to Thredbo, which was really cool. So it's just these opportunities that I got when I was younger in Canberra just gave me the affirmation I needed to pursue music as a career. And that's what sort of encouraged me to move to Melbourne so that I could, you know, find creative challenges and sort of throw myself in, you know, what we know is the live music capital of the world, and work with some incredible musicians, work on my craft and be able to get myself to a level where I could be world class. And you know, I'm still working on that. So we'll see what stages await me around the rest of the world.
Sure. Well, music is a lifelong journey and love. So you're obviously getting some great opportunities then in Melbourne to mix and meet with musicians.
Yeah, it's been really fantastic. And you know, and even besides just performing, like with songwriting, I've had some really awesome opportunities. There's a song that I co-wrote which ended up on Stan Walker's new album. So that's been my biggest achievement with my songwriting so far. And having the opportunity to do that came from the challenge of working with other musicians here in Melbourne who already have that as their bread and butter, and they mix and mingle with, you know, some of the biggest names in Australian music. So it's been really humbling as well to be able to be invited into those spaces and have my artistry respected enough to contribute to a project like that. So that's been amazing.
Well, it sounds like some great opportunities for you. So on this reintroduction tour, so we'll be pleased to have you in Canberra, and that's on the 28th of October at the Street Theatre. And where else is the tour taking you?
Well, we're starting in Sydney at Mary's Underground the night before, and then we're going to get on a Murray's coach, yep, come to Canberra. And then on our way back home, we're going to be playing at the Wangaratta Jazz Festival, which I'm really looking forward to because I've wanted to play at that festival for a long time. And this is their 30-year anniversary, to be invited to perform for that is really special. And then mid-November, we're heading up north to Queensland. We'll be in Brisbane November 17th and Sunshine Coast at Umundi on the 18th. And then we're playing at Wynnum Fringe Festival on the 19th of November before we wrap up.
That sounds great. I saw something about maybe you're going to the Woodford Folk Festival. Is that correct too? Or
Look, I would have loved to be at the Woodford Folk Festival this year, but I was there in 2017 when I first started touring nationally. So that was incredible. I would love the opportunity to play there again. So fingers crossed we'll speak it into existence and maybe I'll be there in a couple of years.
Yeah, look, it sounds like a big ask, and I can imagine that touring does have its challenges as well. So that's a lot on your plate.
Truly. And, you know, juggling motherhood as well. I'd love to be able to bring my daughter on the road. So hopefully more opportunities to bring her along can come around so she can experience this world while she's young and this can be her normal, because I intend on doing this for a long time.
Indeed. Is she showing any signs of singing or wanting to sing along or musically?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, she loves the fact that I'm a singer. So whenever I do a show at home, if the sound check is early enough before her bedtime, I'll bring her along and she wants to jump up on stage, you know, much like she did on the show.
Yeah.
And she's sort of, you know, understanding the concept of being a singer, and we have little lullaby sing-alongs together, and she's always very quick to let me know if I've got out of tune and, and I'm getting the words wrong. So I'm sure that the music is running through her veins already.
I'll bet she's getting the best lullabies. Look, tell me about your album or EP that's coming out next year. What can we expect?
So this album is called Lessons of Love, and they're basically stories that I'm telling, chronicling my journey, finding out about myself. I've just left a decade-long relationship, so I'm sort of chronicling the events that led up to that. So discovering myself and knowing what I want, discovering my worth, and coming to terms with the end of a relationship, and also learning how to love myself outside of that and navigating a new love. So I'm sure that there are stories that everybody can relate to in that way. And also, most importantly, you know, the love of the people around you. And I've got a really beautiful song that I co-wrote with a really dear friend of mine, which was my first, I guess, expression of motherhood and what that's meant to me. And that love comes in many forms. So it's going to be really beautiful. There are so many incredible writers and musicians that play on this record, and they make up my touring band as well. So people will get to have a piece of the reintroduction tour in their own homes once the record comes out. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh, that sounds great. And I imagine having that musical ability to express thoughts, feelings, and emotions really helps you manage and understand and process them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do feel very privileged to be able to have music to be able to be a vessel for these emotions. And I think if I didn't have it, I might struggle to articulate some of the things that I think and I feel. I've not really been the best communicator when it comes to, I guess, just speaking, but journaling was a really great way of being able to learn how to, yeah, process my thoughts, and then those journal entries turn into songs. And you know, sometimes I second guess whether these are things that I should be sharing with people, especially people that don't know me like that. But, you know, people have always come to me and said it's really special to be able to sit in the presence of someone who can be so vulnerable and open and honest in a room full of strangers. And it sort of connects us in that way because it allows them an opportunity to reflect on their own experiences. And it's been the biggest privilege for me to be able to facilitate that for my audiences, because my music is always in service of my fans. It's never been about me, even though the stories are about me, but
yeah,
being able to share them definitely takes a lot of emotional labor, but I know that it always pays off. So I'm really proud to be doing that.
Indeed. And I think audiences can tell when a singer, a musician, is being honest in what they're saying and feeling, and to have that connection and feel that they have a little part of you or understand a little part of you. That's important, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, I think we're all looking forward to, and seeing musicians live, it's such a different experience. So I think for you to share and for us to be able to take part of that, I think it's going to be a fantastic experience.
Yeah, thank you. I'm very much looking forward to sharing. And again, it's showing more dimension to what I can do compared to what people would have seen on the show. So
sure,
it's really important to me that I give everything that I have so people can see. When we're on television, you literally just get what's on the surface level, but
sure,
there's so much more beneath that, and it's important for me to be able to share that.
Well, that sounds quite exciting. So the reintroduction tour, Tando, coming to the Street Theater on Friday, the 28th of October. And it sounds like it's going to be an amazing performance. I hope it all goes well for you, Tando.
Thank you, Betsy. I very much trust that it will. I'm very excited to get this record on the road and make my way back to Canberra again next year once it's out.
Singer, songwriter, musical tour de force, Tando, coming to the Street Theatre on the 28th of October. This is Betsy Dixon for ArtSound FM.